Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, let's jump right to it. Brian Billick, former head football coach for the Ravens. Got that damn Super Bowl ring I'd like to have. I'm still trying to trade him two loser rings for that one championship ring. He won't buy it after all these years. Good morning, Coach. How you doing? Brian, you there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Brian, how you doing? Hello. Man, how's everything?
I'm doing great. How you doing this morning?
Man, I'm doing great. Hey, Coach, wow, it's a different time with all these changes. I was thinking about every guy that's ever been a coach. Starting with, before you even start camp, getting a call from the president of your team going, hey, by the way, coach, you got to go from 90 to 80 players. So find 7, 8, 9, 10 guys to get down to 80. How difficult would that be for all these teams to start with?
Yeah, everything about it. Not only that, but the schedule itself. I mean, here you had guys reporting to camp, and that day it's, oh, by the way, there'll be no preseason games. You know, there's a definite sequence to training camp and your teaching progression in terms of the way you work through it. And to have that kind of ambiguity going in to the point where you're not going to play preseason games, you're not going to have scrimmages against anybody else, you're going to have a reduced roster, and you're going to have them for 6 weeks to get ready for the opener. So, you know, this is a tough one because there's no place you look in a manual or visit with a coach and say, hey, what did you do when they canceled the preseason? So the coaches are going to be tested in terms of the teaching sequence, the way they want to conduct their teams over the next 6 weeks to get their players as best as they can ready for the opener and try, if they can, try to get the evaluation done in terms of the young players so you don't let a good young player leave the facility.
Well, that was my next question. Not to mention, I always think of the Dolphins situation with all their draft picks, but also all the rookie free agents that they picked up that might have came here because the roster wasn't very strong and they thought they had a good chance to be on this team. Does this put them at a disadvantage, rookie free agents, or not necessarily?
It does. Obviously, you'll get the evaluation done. It will, and it's kind of counterintuitive, but it's also going to put some older veterans at risk because you're not going to have as much evaluation on the young players. So you're going to have to bet on the come with some of these guys. So you may hold on to more younger players going into the season than you normally would have because you don't want to let that good young talent leave the building. And so you're going to let some veteran go that probably could have or should have made your team, probably, you know, be very helpful to have you in their locker room, betting on a young player who very well may not turn out. So, yeah, this is going to test them.
Hey, Brian, the other thing is I was thinking about the Dolphins open against the New England Patriots on the road, and they got two potential tackles that could start at tackle positions, two high picks. How do you get those guys ready, or do you just go with the veterans that are still on the team from last year, or do you have to throw them out there and go, we know you're going to make mistakes, mental and physical mistakes, but we need you to make them now, Or is it more about, well, we'll get more from those veterans, at least they have experience? What would be your mindset?
No, I think you go with the young talent because obviously you thought enough of them to draft them and thought they were going to be in that position. And you think about that teaching sequence, as limited as it may be for these 6 weeks going into the season, to extend that now and to just in practice now watch them develop, I don't know that there's any real learning going on there. So I think you're going to do everything you can, keep it as basic as you can for them, and put those guys in because they need those reps. They need those game reps to get as many as they can as quickly as they can.
Well, I'll tell you what, the coaches, good luck, like you said. Get everybody ready quickly, guys, because the first game you're going to play is going to be a game that counts. And do you keep it more simple right off the bat, except for the teams that have been together, like Kansas City and Baltimore? They can, looks like, with their key players already there, but you keep it for other teams, maybe like Cincinnati and Miami, real simple to start with?
Yeah, and not the least of which, obviously, at the quarterback position with Joe Burrow and Tua. And think about that over the next 6 weeks for these young quarterbacks that have to step in and establish their leadership while learning the system, yet not being challenged in a way that the players will have confidence in them. But to go into a season with a rookie quarterback, and I don't know if it changes the thinking of some coaches saying, well, you know, we just talked about the tackle and put him in and let him play. Do you do that with a quarterback? But with these guys, I mean, you have to. You're talking about the top picks of the draft. You know that's where you're going to end up. You do keep it simple, but you got to get them as many game snaps as you possibly can as quickly as you can.
Well, I'm glad you brought it up. What do you do with Tua, and how do you? I know everybody, it's a $1 million question right now for the coach and how he's going to handle everything without the OTAs and mini camps. How would you handle if he looks real good just throwing the ball, even though he doesn't know anything? How do you handle it to start the season with Tua?
Yeah, just that. You have to, because he's your guy. There's no, you know, you can. We've had this conversation how many times with teams that have a rookie quarterback. How do you game that out if you don't start him? That clock is ticking on the starter when he's in there. You're waiting for him to fail, and when he does, then you put the quarterback in. If they do well and the starter's doing a good job, well, then do you hold off to it? And when does he get into the lineup? Because he's going to be your starter at some point. So, you know, yeah, I think you put him in right from the get-go. He certainly, and in this instance, he's going to have, you know, he has enough athleticism that he can kind of make things up as he goes to a little bit, you know, and be fairly productive until he gets into a rhythm of us actually understanding pro defenses and what it is you need to do with them. Keep it very basic, but I think, you know, he's got to have every snap you can get him, particularly without a preseason.
Coach, did you like him coming out? We know about the injury and stuff and how serious it was, but did you like him from what you saw watching tape on him?
Sure. How can you not, with the productivity that he had? You know, it still remains to be seen when a player like that, is he that guy that can beat you from the pocket? He showed every indication that he can be. And you know, that's the thing, as spectacular as Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson are, they're guys that can beat you from the pocket. Yeah, they do things outside the pocket. But, and he's certainly not Lamar Jackson. That's a rare breed. Kyler Murray at Arizona is probably, and I think Tua is a little bit bigger. I think they'll run him by design, maybe a little bit more, maybe not with the injury. They may just let it morph organically and see where it goes with it. But you got to see, can he do this from the pocket? And that goes back to our point, but you got to put him in, you got to play him.
Yeah. You know, I look at this thing and watching NFL Network and going, man, it looks like the Ravens and Chiefs. I know everybody's gotten better and worked on teams, but would you agree those are still? And I like Tennessee's team too, but Ravens and Chiefs just look like, starting with that quarterback position, just seem to be ahead of everybody. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, when we rate the playoff capable teams or the best teams, aren't we really rating the quarterbacks when it comes down to it? I mean, you can wrap it around some other things, and obviously with the Derrick Henry and Tennessee, but you really are reading the quarterbacks, and those are the two best quarterbacks in the league right now, probably in terms of productivity and what they're doing. I think I agree. I think Tennessee, I think Houston is on that cusp. These are good football teams. Tennessee has shown what they can do. Again, Can Ryan Tannehill repeat what he did that last 9-10 games of the season last year? Kansas City is like just, you know, obviously with your $500 million man, you got to figure they're going to keep rolling, maybe get a little bit better on defense because they got better the second half of the season. So, yeah, it's hard to not look at those two teams and say this looks like the two teams that will be in the AFC Championship game.
All right. Help our mindset down here. You know what we've all been through in the AFC East for the last two decades with Belichick and Brady. Now Cam and Bill Belichick. What do you expect? Things open? Or, I mean, he's been on a mission on his social media. Like, everybody will pay for not taking me. I'm back. And what do you expect from the Cam relationship and how he'll play in New England?
Yeah, it compared to the last 20 years, is there more of a chance? Possibly. But you are talking about a dynamic talent in Cam Newton, if he is healthy. And he's got 6 weeks now to continue. The good thing for them is they don't have to dance the dance of preseason. Well, we're going to hold him out. We're going to wait and see. You know, you're not going to know when. And I assume he's healthy. I imagine they wouldn't have signed him if he wasn't. He's going to be their starter. And he's going to add a dimension that, you know, the New England Patriots, if nothing, are flexible, even from week to week, as we know with Brady. Their game plan could change. They can come out and throw the ball 50 times one game. The second game, come out and decide they're going to run the ball 40 times. So they're going to morph themselves into what works for Cam Newton and do what they normally do. I think they've heightened the price of poker in the AFC East a little bit when you're right, when Brady left and everybody assumed, okay, now we're in even playing field. Let's see how this thing goes. But certainly, you know, New York has plans with Sam Darnold, and they think they're going to be better. Buffalo seemed to be the team, you know, coming off the success they had last year. Can Josh Allen truly, you know, really continue to develop and to be that guy? They're going to be really good defensively. So it's going to be a more competitive AFC East.
I leave you with this one. As a head coach, and I know you never had to go through with what all the league's going through right now with the COVID-19, but now you've got a new doctor, a health doctor that's going to be with the team every day and will be meeting with you. That's going to be crazy. Like, coach, three guys out today. You can't play. Hey, coach, you got to change this. This is not acceptable in our rules. Boy, that's going to be an adjustment for some coaches, isn't it?
It is, you know, but you're used to that. I mean, every day your trainer will come in, and we had the best in Bill Tessendorf when I was in Baltimore. I was so lucky to have Bill, and every day he'd come in, and whether it's training camp or the regular season, and go through a rundown. Well, this player has a bilateral, this, that. I'm going, Bill, is he going to practice or not? I don't care. You know, don't tell me how you built the watch. Can he practice or not? Can he play or not? I don't need to hear the rest.
All right.
It's probably going to kind of be the same. It's just give me the list. You know, yeah. Tell me where we're at and give me the list and I'll deal with it.
Boy, I sure hope it works out. I think we all do to be able to get football back. Coach, I want to ask you about this one because I know a lot of high school players are wearing them and love them, these X-Tech shoulder pads. You've been talking about them for a long time. Talk about them a little bit for all the high school stuff and high school people are listening right now.
Yeah, well, we're the number one pad in the NFL. You know, people like George Kittle, Matt Ryan, Saquon Barkley are wearing them. And top colleges, whether it's Auburn, USC, Ohio State, Notre Dame. But, yeah, for high school players, and particularly now, because the difficult thing, it's even true in college and the pros, they haven't been able to be around these guys to get the pads fitted. Well, these are fitted pads, and we have a huge digital resume or inventory to draw on based on age, level of play, position, injury history, height, weight, shoulder measurements to make sure these pads are fitted for you. And for high school players, that's so important. We have no problem with our supply chain because we're 100% American made. So, you know, you need to check it out. If you're in the ambiguity of it, I get it. But as when we go, we're going to go and you're going to need to be padded up. So you need to check out X-Tech pads. Go to xtechpads.com and the promo code is coach. Put 10% off your first purchase.
Listen, Bron, I don't know how we're going to do this, but when we get back to normal, I'm going to take you around to all those high schools. We're going to have some fun down here, man. We're going to get
that great fun.
Shoulder pads. I'd love to do that. Coach, thank you, as always.
All right, man.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.